Welcome back to the Lunch Table Podcast.
Hello.
This is another one shot since Nick is having his finals.
Bro, when will we finish these one shots, man? Goddamn.
Next week, bro. Trust. Christmas is coming up, bro. Trust. We'll be back next week with the full
show. Bro, who celebrates Christmas, though?
Bro, white people, bro.
Yeah, are we white?
Are we white?
Hey, don't tell me you got colonized, brother.
Nah, bro. I'm brown through and through, you know what I'm saying? I bleed brown, bro.
You bleed brown. All right,
nah,
bro.
That sounds disgusting. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, man.
But yeah, the topic of today's one shot gonna be Formula One.
Yup.
And this is... The season just ended yesterday. On a high note, I must say.
Nah, fuck that. It's a pathetic note.
I gotta say. Bro, if you know.
No, before we... Okay,
if you don't know, Max Verstappen won, right?
Bro, one of the greatest seasons of all time. I'm not even joking. It's one of the greatest seasons I've ever... Like, in the history of the sport, this is probably one of the greatest seasons ever. Like, the fact that it went down to the last fucking lap... Even though it shouldn't have, but, like, you know, it went down to a literal, like, shootout between Max and Lewis. Like, actual madness.
The ending was nuts. I'll say that. It was fucking crazy.
It was so... Bro, I had my heart was going, bro. I was, like, it was beating, bro. It was beating so hard. But, like, yeah. To be honest, like, I knew. When Max got, you know, lined up behind Lewis, I knew it was over. You know?
Uh-huh.
Because he was on the better tires. Soft. Yeah, he was on new softs, and Lewis was on, like, 40-lap-old hard tires.
On hards, bro. Yeah.
Right, like, it was over when that happened. The FIA fucked, bro. The fucking...
FIA, fam. Fucking FIA, fam. They fucking shit the bed again.
Relax.
Fuck the FIA, bro. I hate the FIA. I hope Michael Massey dies, bro. I don't care. I don't care, bro. Fuck
bro,
Michael Massey,
I don't even
bro.
Know who the fuck you're talking about, man.
That's
yes,
fucking,
he should die.
He's the fucking guy who's messed this all up, bro. He's the fucking leader of the FIA. I hope he gets fucking kicked out of the FIA, bro. He's pathetic, dude. He's pathetic. This whole season, the FIA have been a fucking shambles, bro. They don't know
how
to fucking run anything.
I remember the Mercedes coach, Toto, he was like, fucking, Mike, this is not right. It was something like that.
Yeah, bro. Okay, let's start from the start of the race, all right? So, we'll start with qualifying. What happened was Max, so in Q2, in qualifying...
So we are talking about the final, you know, the final race, all the preparation that went into it, the qualifications,
yeah, I mean, let's do, like,
and the final
recap.
Race.
Let's do a season recap, all right?
So you can do a season recap, my guy.
I'll do it quick. So this season has been, you know, swings and roundabouts. It started off with Lewis winning, then it went to Max, then it went to Lewis and Max, and then Max suddenly stretched out a big gap where he won like two or three races on the bounce, where the Red Bull car has been really, really good this year. So last year, Mercedes was so good that the FIA had to introduce, like, they banned DAS, which was like an innovation that Mercedes came up with, where, like, you know, the turning of the wheels was like the radius was increased, which gave them a lot of advantage. I don't know, like, they basically said, you're too good, we're gonna strike you down and make your car worse. That's what they basically said. And Red Bull basically saw that and went all in on this year and developed like a really, really good car. The thing is, why this is so, you know, why this is like so important is that next year we have new regulations and new rules and a new car. So our Red Bull going all in this year was actually pretty surprising, because next year
with the engine.
Yeah, there's new engines, there's new like a whole new car. With that, there's new, you know, there's new aero, there's new everything. So like next year Haas could be like fucking amazing. We never know, you know what I'm saying? And there's also a cost cap next year. Because up until now, Merck, Ferrari, they've always been spending like 400, 500, 600 million, while Haas spend like 100 million, right? Next year, everybody's restricted to 150 million. There's no more extra spending.
Yeah.
So Haas I'm legit. Like, Haas could pull up with like some mad car, bro. Like, it can happen.
bro. In Gunter, we trust, bro. In
bro,
Gunter,
all I'm trust. Saying, bro, if dude, if Haas come up and fucking put a title race, I don't know what hilarious. I'm gonna do. I don't know
bro,
what I'm
fucking Mazepin, bro. Mazepin's gonna be like,
Mazepin, bro. Let's go.
Mazepin about to like spin his way to the title, bro. That's what he's gonna do.
Honestly, yeah, I want to see it. Haas but redemption yeah, you know. Time, boys.
Haas is always gonna be shit. Let's be real. They're a banter team, bro. But you yeah. know, yeah. But you know, yeah. Merc basically got nerfed a shit ton this year, and they didn't really develop the car because they're focused on next year. But Red Bull went all in, produced like a crazy car, and also Honda is leaving the sport this year for you know green bullshit. So they basically put everything they could into this Honda engine, and you know made a really really good car for Max. And so yeah, I mean. You know, the season started, it was all going like pretty neck and neck. Then Max started going super aggressive as he usually does, and Lewis had started, you know, backing out of corners and stuff where Max usually just barges in. If Lewis doesn't, you know, if Lewis doesn't back out, they crash. So Lewis has been backing out the whole season basically, which, you know, like good on Max, like he's doing all this stuff, but like bro, like drive properly, bro. Like, don't fucking. You know,
bro.
Don't
hey, just fucking shut your into fucking the mouth, bro. You're talking to the world champion right now, alright? I don't want to hear
it. Fuck off, bro. It's honestly.
You,
okay.
Yeah, you telling the world champion to drive properly. Suck my fucking cock, alright?
Bro,
relax.
Have you seen this brother drive, bro?
Yo, Max
look,
is like, my king, bro. Of course I would
like, see his brother look, right? drive. Let me continue. So they've had a lot of coming togethers and close calls where Lewis has to duck out. They had it in Spain, they had it in Hungary, they have had it in Imola, they had it in a bunch of circuits until Max really built up a really big lead until they went to Silverstone. And I think the gap at that point was around 30 or 40 points. And Max and Lewis had an amazing start. They were both neck and neck for the whole lap until Lewis and Max came together and Max went straight flying into the fucking barriers. When Max turned into him and Lewis also
saw that
you know,
one, yeah.
Yeah, Lewis was diving into him, Max cut into him. I'm not gonna comment on the incident. They were kinda both at fault.
Uh-huh.
But like, you know, they were both at fault. So like it is what it is, right? Max deserves it for being so aggressive. Lewis, he was trying to keep this fault. He knew it literally reached to the point where Lewis was like, if I don't get aggressive here, like this guy is just gonna take the title from me. And bam, the first time he does it, Max is crashes and like Max doesn't learn, he never learns. So like, you know, the season continued going from there. Lewis then got a few wins, he went to the lead, and then Baku happened. So Baku in Azerbaijan, the Baku Grand Prix, Max got a really, you know, he qualified well, he got a good race, and then I think around 5 laps left his tire exploded. And, you know, he crashed out. This is a big chance for Lewis to, you know, go into the lead, get some points. Points advantage and stuff like that. At this point, they were, like, neck and neck around. Mm-hmm. And then, safety car happens. They go red flag because Max crashed. And, you know, they were on the restart. And then Lewis's steering wheel fucked up. And he accidentally put on his brake magic. They call it brake magic, but it's, like, it brakes harder. When he brakes to warm up the tires, basically on the formation lap, he fucked up and then he basically bottled it because the steering wheel fucked up, and he lost his big chance to gain like a 20-25 point lead, because he braked and then he basically went straight instead of going right. That's another big incident.
What you're saying is your goat waffled.
Shut the fuck up, Ryan. After that, I think the next big incident was Monza. I think you've seen it, right, Ryan?
The
Monza crash.
I think so. Basically, yeah, I think I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, Lewis was ahead as Lewis came out the pits as Max was coming onto the straight. So Lewis was ahead into the corner, but you know, typical Max. He dives. He dives into it. He lost control of his car because he wasn't supposed to be where it was. And then the car flew and landed on Lewis's head. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you could have literally died. You could have literally died if, like, the halo wasn't there. Like, legit, the fucking tire touches his head, bro. Like, it's ridiculous. That crash is ridiculous.
But it's Lewis's fault, innit?
Huh? Bro, you really just try to fucking make me angry, bro. That's all you're here for. Fucking.
Nah. I can't be doing this because you're already angry from yesterday.
Bro, I'm pissed, bro.
I already got what I wanted in the end.
Shenanigans happened. The season continued to go on. It was Max again got a lead. Until we went into the so by the time we went to Brazil, this is the back end of the season. Max had like a 40-point lead again, and then it basically went down to if Lewis wins all his wins all the races from Brazil onwards, Lewis wins the championship. Max basically he had such a big lead that he could have, you know, if he won at any of these races, the championship would have been done. Then Lewis does what he does. So we roll up to the Brazil Grand Prix. Lewis gets a 10 place penalty because he was changing his engine to a new one. And then the FIA, and then he in qualifying, he fucking like he was so he was like 5 tenths, 6 tenths, 7 tenths faster than Max. He was on a different planet with pace. And then FIA, they checked his wing. Apparently his wing, opened a bit too wide. And that's like, you know, we don't know what happened. And then Lewis got a 20-place grid drop. Huh?
That's bad.
Yeah, so basically Lewis got sent to last place and got his wing replaced. So he's now last place. And then, so he starts last on the sprint race. This year we've had sprint races. I don't know if you know what they are, Ryan. Sprint races are basically on the Saturday instead of Sunday. They have a shorter race that's like 20 laps or so. And in those 20 laps, if you qualify bad, you can make up positions basically. And then the next day, where you finish in the sprint race, you start in the normal race. So in the sprint race, Lewis starts 20th. Where do you think he finished?
Like first row, no cap.
No, he's like 15, 20 laps. Where do you think he finished from 20th?
Second or third?
Nah, he came fifth. But, you know.
Okay, see, fifth is still fucking good, though.
Yeah, he made up 15 positions in that sprint race. Then, so he starts fifth. And by the second lap, he was second. And on Max's tail already, basically. So he basically went fucking crazy. Because... he goes like, it's a fucking, like the FIA tried to do anything to stop Lewis in that weekend. Like they were like, you shall not win this fucking race. And then he was just like, you know, get fucked. And then, so this brings us to in the Brazil Grand Prix, Max went ahead and, you know, I think at the 30th something lap, Lewis caught up to Max because he was still driving like a fucking madman. Like he caught up to Max. And they start battling. And this guy, Max, fucking pushes him wide, almost off the fucking, like... you know how they have runoffs at corners? Yeah. He was defending so hard. He ran Lewis off the runoff, almost into the fucking barrier. Like, that's how much, Max, drove him off the track. And guess what? FIA don't give him a penalty for it. Because it's Max, you know what I'm saying? Max has a different rule set applied to him, basically. But you know, in the Brazil Grand Prix, the FIA bottled it. Lewis eventually got past, but you know, they had like 3-4 like coming togethers where Max was literally not letting him pass. He was just like, if you try to get past me, you'll get hit. That's basically what he basically said when he was driving. So, but you know, Lewis got past eventually. So Lewis wins Brazil. Then we go Qatar. Lewis wins Qatar. Then we go Saudi Arabia. Now this was last week's race. I don't know if you saw whatever went on, Ryan. All the events.
Last week's Saudi race.
Yeah. It was fucking crazy.
I think
crazy.
I heard some things about it. Yeah, you were fucking just screaming about it, I think.
Bro, it was the craziest shit I've ever seen, like to be honest. Like so in Saudi, they made this new track in Saudi and it was like super dangerous because it's a very fast track and drivers weren't used to it. There were people crashing all weekend. and like shit like that. So, you know, quali happens. Lewis puts it on pole, but Max went on like a crazy lap. Like he went on some like almost Singapore 2019 Lewis Hamilton laps. I don't know if you know Singapore 2019, Ryan. So,
I've seen the highlights for that.
Yeah, Singapore 2019, Lewis goes and like puts it on pole by like almost 600, 700 of a second. It was crazy. So that Max was basically on like a mad lap. That was like one of, if Max pulled that lap off, it would have been one of the greatest laps I've ever seen. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, that shit was crazy. But then he crashed. So like he bottled it there. He bottled it.
You always have some shit to say, bro. No cap.
Bro.
It's always like
he fucking bottled, bro. What do you want to say? I literally gave it praise. Like that lap was fucking madness.
The one time you try to say something good about Max, you're like, but he asked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but he asked.
Bro, the compliments will come later, right? Let me just fucking explain everything.
Suck my cock, bro. Okay.
But you know, yeah. Then we go on to the race. Lewis is on pole, gets a good start. Then what happens is. So at the start of the race, Lewis jumps Max. He gets a good start. Then, as usual, Max fucking dives, pushes. So Lewis defends. Max goes off track, and he just goes straight instead of like going back onto the track.
Okay.
You see, like what happened in the, you know what Lewis did in UAE today?
Yeah.
Max did that, but like way worse.
Alright, like, bro. But you were defending. Like, you were defending. Lewis
no, you should go see the highlight. Like, go look at the highlights, like, right now. Like, go to that Grand Prix, look at the highlights, bro. It was so funny. He basically went off track, and then he just continued. And he hit Lewis on the way out. Shit like that.
Too bad,
Max, and then what happened? There was a couple crashes. They restarted the race. And then at this point, Max... So, Lewis pitted when... Okay, so Mick Schumacher crashed. And then Lewis pitted during the safety car, and then they brought up the red flag. And when there's a red flag, drivers who haven't pitted, they can pit onto new tires. So Max basically he didn't pit yet, so he basically got a free pit stop. And it was like, oh shit, Max is gonna win this because he got a basically a free pit stop, right?
Yeah.
So Max, he changed his tires. They restart. Lewis still jumps him on the start. He goes ahead. Max, guess what Max does? He illegally took, so he got penalized for the, you know, when I told you he basically hit Lewis and then overtook in the start of the race.
Yeah.
He got penalized for it by 3 positions, which was bullshit, by the way. The FIA are supposed to give him a proper penalty, but on the fucking thing, they were like, okay, Horner, we can negotiate. I'll give you this offer. You take it or leave it. Like, bro, why are they auctioning, like, a penalty, bro? Like, what the fuck? It's so dodgy. FIA has been so dodgy this year, bro. Like, I'm not even capping, bro. They have been on Lewis's ass, bro. They want him to lose. Like, they've been wanting him to lose for so long now. Like, in Saudi, you're supposed to give him a 5-second penalty. But they're like, I'll give him... this is literally what he said, right? Michael Massey. He's like, okay, Horner, I'll give you an offer. You can take a 2-place penalty, and Max will start third, Lewis will start first. And it was ridiculous. And then so they restart. At this point, Ocon is on second. So Lewis gets a good start. Ocon and him battle, and then Max has a really good move. Like, he does a stunning move, and he overtakes both of them into the first corner. But then he basically shuts Lewis down, and like he sandwiches Lewis between Ocon and himself. And, you know, Lewis barely got out of that with, like, no damage. Then, you know, they continue to race. And then, Lewis is on, like, super... Like, he's, like, driving crazy. So, he catches up to Max. And then Max just doesn't let him pass. And then Max, you know, there's, like, a bunch of... They did a bunch of bullshit. Max was, like, blocking him and stuff like that. And then, Max did something. I don't remember what he did. But they ordered Max to let Lewis pass. But as you know, before they told Lewis that Max is gonna let you pass, Lewis just brake checks him. Sorry, Max just brake checks Lewis. Like, they're going onto the straight, and then Max just stops. Like, he does like a, you know what a brake check is, right, Ryan?
Yeah.
He literally brake checks him. Lewis gets like a bit of his front wing. Like, he literally almost rear-ended, like, Verstappen. Like, he didn't know what was going to happen, and he just rear-ended him. His Lewis's wing almost, like, half of it came off. And, like, it was so crazy. And, like, Verstappen just continued racing. Like, nothing happened. And, it, like, they told him to give him the position, and he just doesn't give it for, like, 5 laps. And then in the end, like, Lewis finally goes through, right? And, like, and then fucking Verstappen, he basically got so, he got angry that Lewis was so, like, you know, good, that he doesn't even go to the podium. He just, he gets the, you know, at the podium when they give the trophy.
All right, bro.
He takes the trophy and just walks off. Like, what the fuck? All right,
bro.
On to this finale. They're going in level on points. After 21 races, they go in level on fucking points. And then Lewis jumps Max. So in the qualifying, Max basically bottles the lap in Q2 and is forced to go on the softs. Then puts in a crazy lap in Q3, goes on pole. And, like, fucking Lewis jumps him in the start. Then Max does a dive bomb as usual in the fifth corner or something. Then Lewis had to, you know, Lewis had to cut the track and go ahead, as you saw, you know. And then, you know, the race happened. Lewis was basically, like, coasting. He was maintaining the lead. If he just won it, then he would have won the title. Then Nicholas Latifi crashes.
Dude, honestly, Latifi's the MVP.
Bro, fucking Latifi, fam.
He understood the assignment, my guy. You know what I'm saying?
Bro. So this was 5 laps before the race ends. Latifi crashes. Safety car comes out. You know, Max goes into pit for new softs. Which is like... And Lewis, this whole time, Lewis can't pit. Because if he pits and Max doesn't pit, he's fucked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he was basically Merck didn't pit because they don't know if they pit, they lose the track position, and you never know when the safety car is ending. For all they know, safety car can end, and like Lewis coming out of the pits and the race is done. Basically Max wins the title, so Lewis was basically stuck out there. He can't do anything. Max pits for new softs, and then what happens, Ryan? You can say what happens there.
Then I mean, after the safety car stop.
So the safety guard goes in.
Then they had the shootout, my guy.
No. Okay, let me explain what happened here. So, the FIA were like, so lapped cars can't unlap themselves.
Oh.
They said the lapped cars can't unlap themselves. And then they just say, and then Horner's like, oh, do. Horner basically complains like a Karen, like he always does. Fucking Karen Horner.
All right, bro.
And then these dudes, bro, FIA, they say, lapped cars can unlap themselves.
But only the first 5.
First 5. It's literally not. The rule book states if the FIA tells lap cars unlap themselves, every car that's lapped has to unlap themselves. And also, when the cars unlap themselves, that lap where they unlap themselves, the safety car doesn't go in. Which is not what happened. The safety car went in as soon as they unlapped themselves. So they broke two. They broke 2 rules there. And then.
As someone who doesn't understand F1 as much, what difference does it make that the first 5 who unlap themselves rather than, you know, all the cars unlap themselves?
So when lapped cars are up against the leaders, they get blue flagged. That means they have to let the leaders by, basically.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, they can't hold the leaders up.
So they all line up in their like race positions, right?
No. So when if the cars didn't unlap themselves, then they would go racing again. But Max would be five cars behind Lewis.
Because yeah.
And by the time they let him by each of them, that at that point Lewis would win the race. But what happened here was the FIA said, let the lap cars unlap themselves. And if that were to happen, then the safety car wouldn't have ended on the final lap. The race would have ended under safety car conditions. And Lewis would have won the title. Because if the lap cars were to unlap themselves, then all of them have to go out. Because where the five cars that went in, that overtook, there were still three cars left that were meant to overtake the lap cars. So the leaders.
Oh, so you're saying that basically, by right, it should have taken a longer time.
Yeah, and there was only one lap left. And when by the time the five cars went ahead, the safety car went inside the pits when it was not supposed to, because the other three cars haven't left yet, which effectively meant that Max closed up next to Lewis, who was on 40 lap old hard tires with two lap old fresh soft tires. The title was decided by then. Basically, the FIA, just to make it interesting, they just said fuck the rules, we just want to see them race. That's what they said.
Yeah.
Instead of stopping,
we got
the race,
a motherfucking race, my guy.
Bro, it's so retarded, bro. Like, what's the point of the rules if you're not gonna follow them? Like, it's actually a joke. It's actually it's a fucking joke, bro. Like, they fucked Lewis so hard. Lewis did everything right that race. He was literally he literally led it from start to finish, only to get fucked on the last lap, just like that. It's honestly a joke. It's a joke of like. It's a joke. It's like they fucked everything just to make Max win. And like, look, right? Max has been fucking incredible this season. I ain't gonna front. Like, he has been flawless. Like, other than like, he has been first or second every race other than the races in which he crashed. Like, it's genuinely one of the best seasons we've ever had, and it's honestly a shame that it had to end this way. Like, it's pathetic how it's ended. Like, the FIA have fucked up so fucking badly just for this. Like, it's honestly pathetic to see one of the greatest seasons to be decided like this. You know? Like, I wouldn't be this mad if Max won. Like, if he won fair and square, fair enough, right?
Bruh, shut your mouth, man.
Like, good job. Like, he has been... He deserves the title. But, like, you know...
Bro, he... Listen... This is on the FIA. You know what I'm saying? You can't go around.
Yeah, it's on the FIA. It's not on Max. I'm not blaming Max here.
Bro.
I'm not blaming Max. I've been blaming the FIA, Ryan. I haven't blamed Max yet. At all. Like, he's been... Look. No. I'm not going to say anything on Max. Like, he did what he did to win. Like, you know? He just got, like, FIA basically fucking helped him. But, like, you know, this is all FIA. The FIA fucked up so badly. Like, it's genuinely... If they wanted a shootout... Why don't you just red flag the race, make everybody come in, make everybody put on soft tires, and let them have a shootout, right? Instead, they fucking basically said, fuck you, Lewis, but go race Max with, like, fresh tires. Like, it's honestly a joke for, like, the... And, you know, Mercedes, they obviously, what do you call it, protested this race. And FIA was like, oh, we're gonna launch an investigation on ourselves. And they were like, oh, no, we were right, basically. And now the Mercedes are taking this to Cass. You know what Cass is, right, Ryan?
Sorry?
Do you know what Cass is?
Cast.
Yeah, Court of Arbitration for Sport.
So
the shit that Man City last year, they had lawyers get them back to UCL football.
I got it. Yeah, I got it now.
Yeah, so Merck is taking this to the Cass.
Who's the Karen now? That's good. No.
So yeah, they're gonna get this reviewed, but like,
all right, bro.
Honestly, what a joke! It's just a joke. Like, there's nothing else to say. Like, well done, Max. You've done really well. Like, you deserve it. But like, fam.
Listen, man.
Does it have to end this way?
Give him the season. Lou's gonna have
no. It's just like, it's just like, did it have to end this way? Like this way? Like, come on, bro.
Listen,
like,
man, that finale was nuts, right?
The finale was fucking nuts, I'll give you that. But, like, really? Like, honestly, like, it was like, as, you know, as the cars went in and as they, you know, it was shooting out, it was genuinely insane. Like, my heart was, like, beating hard, dude. It was like, holy shit. But, like, you know, there's all this, like
it's over. It's over.
Yeah, I texted you. I was like, it's over. Like, there's no way Lewis is winning this. Because, you know, it was just impossible. But, like, all this, like, almost 2,800 kilometers to come down to the last lap. You can't ride that shit, you know? Like, You can't ride that shit unless you manipulate the rules. And that's what the FIA did. Which is, you know, it's sad, but like, let's be real. Lewis should have won that based on the race. If they didn't pull that shit out their ass like the FIA did, Lewis would have won that world championship. But you know, fair play to Max, I guess. Congratulations on the title. Like, Lewis took it on the chin. Like, you seen him, right? He was like,
His PR told him, you know, hey, relax.
No. He's always been that way. But like, you know,
Nah.
I think he took 5 minutes. He talked to his dad. He talked to his assistant, and then he came out. He was like, did the interview, went to the podium, celebrated with Max, which Max didn't do last week. Max just walked off, and you know, celebrated with Max, congratulated them. Good on, bro. Honestly. Good on Lewis. He's a better man than me, bro. I would take that bottle and fucking glass Lewis or something, bro. Like, I would glass Max and Norner, bro. Like, that's how pissed I would have been.
That's a you issue, bro.
Nah, for real, though. Like, Jesus, dude. What a season, man. What a fucking season. Like, this year's Drive to Survive, you know this year's Drive to Survive is going to go crazy. It's going to be so fire. You know what's a sad bit? Max is not participating in Drive to Survive this year. He pulled out.
I'm pretty sure he like.
No. He said I'm not doing it because they present me in an antagonistic
way. Okay, but now that
way.
He won, he might be like, hey.
No. I mean, he refused the interviews. I don't know, bro.
What was the finale?
If you do cunty things, they might present you in a cunty way. That's all I'm saying, Max. If you do stupid shit like you do in races, they might still show that you're a stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever, bro. Like, you know.
For me,
it's a shame that
a cutter. He seems to have a lot of people on his side, Max.
Yeah, it's all the Netherlands people and like all the people who are like young.
Bro.
And
I'm here in Singapore. People love Max. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know why people like Max. To be honest, like, he drives well. He drives aggressive, but he doesn't drive fair, and they know that, and they still defend it. It's like, look. Good on. I think it's just people. They're either racists. I hate to say it, but they're either racist or, you know, they're tired of Lewis winning. They want a new guy to win. Max is very, like, you know, he doesn't have charisma. He's kind of plain, but like, you know, Max is aggressive. He's like young, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's kind of crazy. Like, F1 this year was fucking insane. And like, for sure, like, Max versus Lewis and Drive to Survive both pushed, like, F1 is mainstream now. Like, it is mainstream, you know?
Yeah.
Like, F1 was everywhere today, and like, all these videos, there were like celebrities pulled up and like celebrities sending, like, I saw a post by Mercedes, like, every fucking A-lister was like, go Lewis and shit like that. It was pretty crazy. Like, you know, Tom Holland was like doing interviews saying like he wants Lewis to win and shit like that.
See,
was, like,
see, cool. you and your little Lewis bubble. You know what I'm saying,
bro? Whatever, bro. What are your thoughts as a casual fan about this like season and this finale?
I think it was great.
You didn't watch a lot, but like,
I think it was great whenever I did catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And bro, I told you from the beginning, I've been saying, yo, it's Big Max time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, when I do watch it, he fucking wins the title. What can I say?
You're cursed, bro.
I'm cursed. Alright, bro.
You only support Max because I support Lewis, bro. Like, you just do it to piss me off.
Yeah. But it works out, you know what I'm saying? It works out.
Bro.
Yeah, I've always liked an underdog story like this, you know what I'm saying? Him against the world, and he won. Today, so
Max is really not the underdog, bro. I'm sorry to say, but like, Max has a lot of fans. And like,
listen, man, hey, Siva, you know, I really appreciate if we got someone who really backs Max here, because I feel like this entire one shot, right? You've been just giving me Lewis propaganda, I swear to God,
bro.
I told you, you live in a Lewis bubble, bro. Like, all you're gonna say is all you know.
You know that gif of Drogba? It's a fucking disgrace, bro. That's what it is.
Yeah, see, Nah, bro. Even in the fucking recap of the season, right? It's very, like, I feel like it's fucking cherry-picked, you know what I'm saying? The things you say.
Nah, I said when Max was good, he was good. And I said when Max fucked up, they crashed.
Nah, you be saying shit like... Yeah, okay, Max, you know... Max, you know, Max, what is it? You skim over, like, shit like, oh, Max, you know, Max got a lead. You got a huge lead. Then, like, oh, and then you're all of a sudden, you're like, oh... And then Max, you know, fucking crashed into Lewis, you know, this next year. Bro, you need to shut the fuck up, right?
And... But nah, it's been... Nah, for real, like... Max absolutely smashed it this season. Like, he was fucking unbelievable. Like, he did... That was probably one of the best seasons from, like, a driver. Like, from two drivers, it's probably one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen.
Yo, they haven't seen me, though.
Alright, bruh. You get your fucking... what's his name? You get your guy into Formula 1, then you can talk.
Bro. Nah, bruh. No. I'm talking about me.
Nah, you ain't even fit in the cars, bro.
What the fuck? Nah, that's... Hey, that's foul. Nah, that's not... Nah. That's dirty, fam. That's dirty.
That one there is a violation.
Personally, I wouldn't have that, man. What the fuck, bro? But yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great season, like, and I can't fucking wait to watch Driver Survive for it. It's like, even though we won't even fucking see the fucking champion of the season, no fucking way, right, Siva? There's no way.
What?
That, like, there's no way that we won't see fucking Max in the finale, right?
Right.
Bro, what the hell? Imagine we have, like, a hype season, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the season was honestly about Max versus Lewis. Like, a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah. Then, this whole season was just Max versus Lewis.
Then you can't have that without having Max, right? It's like...
Yeah, obviously, but, like, you know.
Obviously, like, you think it's hype, but then if Max is really just gone from it, then what the fuck is going to be Lewis propaganda? It's going to be Lewis propaganda. I swear to God, the whole season.
I mean, look,
it's
right?
It's literally going to be, like, his documentary. And then the finale is going to be him just sulking for, like, fucking 20 minutes. I don't want to. I want to see my boy, bro.
I mean, look, right? Max, we all knew Max was going to be... Like, when Red Bull pulled up to the fucking first race and Max was, like, that fast, we knew it was going to be, like, a big, big title at our hands. I feel like where Lewis lost the title was honestly in the first part of the season, where right. Lewis backed out a lot. He was like, I'll just play the long game. I'll let Max pass here. I don't want to crash type of thing. He did that a lot in the first like a third of the races. He just let Max, and then Max took like a big lead. Max was, you know, nailing everything.
So and I think why? That's where Lewis lost the title. He's been winning too long.
Yeah, I mean, Lewis, obviously, like, he's used to winning. And he was like, I'll just play the long game. I don't have to crash here with him type of thing.
See,
and I think that came back to bite him.
Bro. This, you know, this woke him up this season.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely, like, this was like a... He has now woken up. And, like, next year, I think it's over for everyone.
Next year's gonna be ass.
Yeah, next year it's over for everyone. He's gonna murk everyone. Like, it's gonna be, like, a different Lewis. 100%. I feel like if Lewis won this season, then he would have probably retired. Like, to be honest.
Oh, shit. Like, he should have won then. What the fuck?
Yeah, like, I wanted Lewis to win this season and retire, and then next year it's a free-for-all for everyone with the new regulations and everything.
Like, it was... Now you can't make me say that I wanted Hamilton to win. What the fuck? No. You're not...
But, yeah, Lewis signed the 2-year contract extension, so he's here for next year and the year after. So, let's see what happens, right?
So that could be his last contract.
Yeah, that's probably his last contract if we're being real. Damn. I don't see him going on further. Next year he has George Russell as his partner. Bottas has left Mercedes for Alfa Romeo. You know Russell, right? He's in Williams.
Yeah, George Russell.
Yeah, he's been dragging that Williams car to like Q2 and Q3 and stuff like that. He's been. It's like him. He's working with a tractor. With the, like, the Williams is on par with the Haas, bro. Like, it's ass. It's ass, dude. It's so bad. But, yeah. George is, like, the next big, him and Lando are like the next big like British talents in F1.
Leclerc is also fucking good.
Yeah, Leclerc is good. Sainz also very solid this season. Ricardo will be big next season as well.
Ricardo. Sorry.
What was that?
Ricardo's just ass, you know what I'm saying? He dog water,
this year,
bro.
I mean, this year he was getting used to the McLaren. He got a win this year. So like I think he got 1P1. Like, oh yeah, let's talk about Monza real quick, bro. McLaren fucking smashed it, dude. We got 1-2 in Monza. It was amazing.
Oh yeah. I remember you were fucking happy that race.
Bro, I was so gassed. Max and Lewis crashed out. Who cares about them, bro? McLaren 1-2, bro. That was
Bliss. Something like, I won, but at what cost, bro? Some shit like that. I remember you.
Nah, bro. McLaren is like my team, you know, like reason I support Lewis is
because Lewis dick been in your mouth so long, you don't know how to act when he's
bro. Lewis is ex McLaren guy. Bro, he's won a world championship with us. You know, like of course I'll have a soft spot for him. And he's the greatest.
Nah,
he's the greatest.
You don't have a soft spot, bro. You have a fucking your whole body's soft for him, dude. Fuck you. Talking about soft spot.
Fuck it up. But you know, next year's new regulations. Bro. I feel like Ferrari is gonna be amazing next year.
Alright, then what's your predictions for next year then?
Okay, do you want to do constructors first?
I think
next year it's gonna be Merc, Ferrari,
really?
Red Bull, McLaren, then Alpine. I would say Merc, Ferrari, McLaren, Red Bull, Aston Martin, Alpine. Alpine is Renault. They just rebranded. Then AlphaTauri. Then Alfa Romeo, Williams and Haas. I think Haas will stick to the bottom, to be honest.
Haas
like next year we
bottom, bro.
This is just like a wild guess, right? It's new cars, new engines, new money. We don't know what's gonna happen. This is like a pot shot type of thing.
Haas could do a madness, bro.
Yeah, Haas can do a madness, but I don't think they will, to be honest. what do you think? What about you, Ryan?
I think Mercedes too. And I just know Red Bull is not gonna be.
Yeah, Red Bull went all in this year. I don't see them being like super competitive this year, to be honest. But you know, they did all this just to win.
I think Mercedes
will
have the best car next year, honestly.
Yeah, I hope. I don't hope so. I want Lewis to win, but like, I want McLaren to win.
McLaren's not gonna have the best car, bro. No cap.
I feel like McLaren can pull it off. Maybe if McLaren pulls it off, Daniel and Lando, bro, go for the world title. You know what I'm saying?
They're still gonna fucking whiff, dude. They're criminal chokers, man. I gotta say.
Bro, what you mean, fam? Bro, honestly, like, Lando was amazing this year. Like, he took a big, huge step up. He was P3 in the Drivers' Championship for almost two-thirds of the season. Until, like, the McLaren got a bit worse. Compared
outshine
to, like,
your boy, you know what I'm saying? He outshine, what is he, your fucking guy.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah, he slapped Daniel up, especially in the first part of the season. And then Daniel, he's been getting better with the car now. Like, he's adjusted to the car now. Next year, he's going to be good.
That's the all the wish, bro.
No. Daniel, even in Renault, Daniel was kind of in, like, the first year. And the second year, he was crazy good. Mm. So, next year, he's going to come through for sure.
The performance, not good.
With the PFMLs as a... what's his name? My guy. You know the tattoo bet that Daniel had with him? With Cyril?
Oh, yeah.
They actually got it done.
Oh, yeah, I saw it on Twitter, I think.
Yeah. With the PFMLs. They got it done. But I'm really hoping. I feel like if Ferrari nail their car, it's going to be like Leclerc versus Hamilton. And like,
really?
Honestly, Leclerc, as good as he is, he's not ready yet to you know.
I think he's still too young to be doing it.
Yeah.
Leclerc against his expertise, you know.
Yeah. Like Leclerc versus Max. Max is way better than Leclerc. Like Leclerc, he still has his like moments where he just fucks up for no reason. Like I think one or two more years and he'll be like world championship material. But And then, like, Sainz. Sainz has been... Sainz came into Ferrari this year, and he's been better than Leclerc. Like, it's actually crazy.
Listen, man. I give a trade offer.
What?
One, Max Hamilton. I just said one... I said one Max Verstappen for one Lewis Hamilton. Who says no? Who says no? They just swap. In Red Bull and Mercedes.
What's the trade offer?
Lewis Hamilton for Max Verstappen.
Mm-hmm.
They just swap in the cars.
Swap teams?
Yeah.
Bro, that's cursed to shit, dude.
Who says no, innit?
Both of them say no, bro. Everyone says no. Every party in that whole thing says no.
Yo, but Max would still win. No cap.
Nah, bro.
Max would win.
You're dreaming, fam.
Alright, bro.
Yeah.
But you know who my GOAT is, guys.
Lewis Hamilton. 7-time champion of the world. Greatest of all time.
No, I'm gunning for my boy. Yuki!
Yuki, bro? Oh, Yuki came P4 today. No, like, no. It was a really good
P4,
performance.
My guy.
I mean, we can talk about the fact that he got 121'd by Gasly.
Oh, that was lucky. By Gasly.
121, fam. Gasly did what Verstappen did to Gasly. Gasly did to Yuki what Verstappen... Gasly got whipped so hard by Verstappen, he went and took all that anger on Yuki, bro.
Yeah, I call that a hate crime.
Bro, Yuki was so ass this year. I'm sorry, man. I love
Yuki.
Nah. Like,
see, this also a hate crime. What the fuck, Siva?
Nah. I love Yuki, but, like, he has been so bad this year. Like, it's a joke how bad he's been this year. But, like, you know.
As a fellow
weeb, he's getting better now.
About your Japanese friend.
Nah, he's getting better now. Like, he finished P4, which is, like, huge for him. But, you know. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a Merc-Ferrari battle next year. Let's see what happens, I guess. It's exciting, man. F1 is huge now. Like, it's genuinely huge. Which
I
want
to see another title race. Like, title battle. But
yeah,
I think
this year,
it's going to be unlikely to see something like this.
Yeah, this year... I don't think we'll see another year like this for maybe the next few years. Until Lewis retires. I think after Lewis retires, I think it's a free-for-all between, like, Max, George... Lando, Leclerc. I think those four are gonna like battle it out the next few seasons.
Yeah.
F1 has a bright future, man. It is growing so fast. Like, Drive to Survive and now Max versus Lewis both have like made the sport so huge. It's actually so good to see. I remember dragging your ass like 2 years ago to watch Drive to Survive with me and everything.
Yeah.
It paid off, bro.
It was a good watch.
Yeah, it's good. Like, this year, it's going to go crazy. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to fit everything into 10 episodes.
I just hope they fucking fit my boy in there.
Who?
What do you mean, who?
Yuki?
My boy Yuki. Duh.
Yuki, I think Yuki will have a lot of, like, negative PR. Because they're probably just going to flame him for like...
No!
Gasly. Bro, by the way, bro, Gasly has been fucking incredible this year. Again. Like, that AlphaTauri, he's been consistently, like, P4 to P6 this whole year. And that car should not be at P4 to P6 at
all.
Is
that type
like,
of car? Yeah.
Like, Gasly is fucking amazing. Like, it's crazy how good he is now. But, you know, Albon is coming back next year in Williams. He's coming into that Williams seat from where George Russell left. So it'll be Albon in Williams with Latifi next year.
Yeah.
And we have Yuki Gasly again at AlphaTauri. We have Sainz Leclerc in Ferrari. We have George Lewis in Merc. Perez Verstappen in Red Bull. Daniel Lando in McLaren. We still have Mazepin and Mick Schumacher in Haas.
We'll make my goats.
Bottas and Guan Yu Zhou is entering Formula 1 next year.
Let's go.
Chinese driver. He's with Bottas next year. Dude, honestly, like, I'm not gonna lie, Joe doesn't really deserve that seat. Oscar Piastri deserves that seat. So Oscar Piastri is this guy who's just won F2. He won F2 this weekend. F2 is like the series below F1 for all the talent, where Guan Yu Zhou finished third. Piastri has been like going up the ranks. He won F4, F3, F2, F1, but F2, so like, yeah. Next year, we got new rookies and everything.
Excited, man.
Good shit, bro. Like, F1, I'm looking forward to next year. Next season's like a few months away, I think 2 or 3 months. Then we'll also get Drive to Survive as well. We should probably do a one-shot after that. But, you know. Yeah, good times, exciting times. Fucking fuck the FIA. Get Michael Massey out of the job. Kick him, kill him, I don't care. Dude, honestly, a robbery, bro. Let's see what Mercedes do, because they're going to take this to the court. So let's see what happens, I guess. But other than that, congratulations, Max. Well done. Shame I had to end this way, but you know. Yeah, that was the sixth one shot on Formula One. Yes. We'll bring back the main show next week when Nick comes back, and we'll make it long because there's a lot of stuff to talk about for sure. Anything else, Ren?
Nothing else for me, man. It's looking.
Aight. With that said, that was this week's one shot. I'll see you guys later.
All right, bro.